Orange flames lapped at the cold air, throwing sparks up into the night sky. The firelight flickered across a wasteland of ragged grass, making silhouettes of the two legs huddled there. A pair of white lights appeared in the distance, heralding the approach of a monster. It roared past on a thunderpath that rose high into the sky, filling the air with sour fumes. At the edge of the wasteland, a cat moved, its eyes glinting in the shadows. Pointed ears twitched, then flattened against the noise. More cats followed one by one onto the filthy grass. They carried their tails low and sniffed the bitter air with their lips curled.
"What if the two legs see us?"
hissed one of the cats. A large Tom answered, his eyes like amber disks reflecting the firelight. "They won't. Their night sight is weak." As he padded forward, the flames lit up the black and white fur on his powerful shoulders. He held his long tail straight up, sending a message of courage to his clan. But the other cats crouched low against the grass, trembling. This was a strange place. The noise of the monsters battered their sensitive ear fur, and the acrid stench stung their nostrils.
"Talstar?"
A gray queen flicked her tail uneasily.
"Why have we come here?"
The black and white Tom turned to the she-cat. "We've been driven from every place we've tried to settle, Ashfoot. Perhaps we can find some peace here," he meowed.
"Peace? Here?"
Ashfoot echoed in disbelief. She pulled her kit toward her and sheltered it beneath her belly.
"With fire and monsters? My kits won't be safe."
"But we weren't safe at home," meowed another voice.
A black Tom pushed his way forward, limping heavily on a twisted paw. He held Tallstar's amber gaze.
"We couldn't protect them from Shadow Clan," he spat. "Not even in our own camp."
Anxious yowls rose from some of the cats as they remembered the terrible battle that had driven them from their home in the uplands at the edge of the forest. A young apprentice wailed,
"Broken Star and his warriors may still be hunting us."
The cry alerted one of the two legs around the fire. It stood unsteadily and stared toward the shadows. At once the cats fell silent, crouching lower. Even Tallstar lowered his tail. The two legs shouted into the darkness and flung something toward them. The missile flew over their heads and exploded in a burst of thorn-sharp pieces on the thunderpath behind. Ashfoot flinched as a shard grazed her shoulder, but she stayed silent, curling her body around her terrified kit.
"Keep down," hissed Tallstar.
The two leg at the fire spat on the ground, then sat back down. The cats waited for a few moments before Tallstar stood once more. Ashfoot stood too, wincing at the new pain in her shoulder.
"Tallstar, I fear for our safety here. And what will we eat? I can't smell any prey."
Tallstar stretched his neck and rested his muzzle gently on the queen's head.
"I know you're hungry," he meowed. "But we'll be safer here than back in our old territory, or in the two-leg fields and woods. Look at this place. Even Shadow Clan wouldn't follow us here. There's no scent of dogs, and these two legs can hardly stand."
He turned to the black Tom with the twisted paw.
"Deadfoot," he ordered, "take one whisker and see if you can find anything to eat. If there are two legs, there must be rats."
"Rats!"
spat Ashfoot, as Deadfoot and a smaller brown tabby bounded away.
"That's no better than crow food."
"Hush,"
hissed a tortoiseshell beside her.
"Rat meat is better than starving to death."
Ashfoot scowled and dipped her head to lick her kit behind its matted ears.
"We must find a new place to settle, Ashfoot," the tortoiseshell went on more gently. "Morning Flower needs to rest and eat. Her kits will be born soon. She needs to be strong."
The lean shapes of Deadfoot and One Whisker emerged from the shadows.